Welcome to the last episode of OVS Orbit of the Obama administration. This is episode 23 of the podcast for Open vSwitch users and developers. I was surprised a few weeks ago when I read in industry news that VMware had acquired PlumGrid. I had no reason to expect that, and I didn't know anything about it before it happened. But I was pleased to know that so many quality developers were joining VMware. I've wanted to do an episode about the IsleVisor project, which is headed by PlumGrid and founded by PlumGrid, for a while, and the PlumGrid acquisition gave me an easier opportunity to interview Brendan Blanco, one of the PlumGrid developers who works on the IsleVisor project. IsleVisor is all about BPF. If you want to know more about BPF, you might consider listening to episode 11, in which John Festabend from Intel talks about BPF on network edge nodes, or episode 4, where Thomas Graf from Cisco talks about Cilium, which uses BPF to address the question of how to address policy in a legacy-free container environment that scales to millions of endpoints. There was also an episode of Packet Pushers that interviewed an IsleVisor developer. I'll link to that in the show notes. On to the interview. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm talking to Brendan Blanco, one of the most prolific developers working on the IsleVisor project. Before we really jump into the discussion about IsleVisor, do you want to tell everyone a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. So, like I said, my name is Brendan, and I've been working in networking as my main engineering area of expertise for about 10 years. And I started out at Cisco doing load balancing, application load balancing, and did that for about 5 years. And then probably the more relevant to the topics today, at least, has been the last 5 years at PlumGrid, where we worked to create a lot of technology that's in IsleVisor and to create a software-defined networking solution for OpenStack. And I was one of the first employees at PlumGrid, and I worked there on all the infrastructure and tool chains that we worked on. And as of a couple weeks ago, I'm now a VMware employee, and to continue some of this interesting work.
Yeah, well, welcome to the team here. Mm-hmm. We're excited to have so many good people on board from PlumGrid. I also hope that we can take advantage of some of the technology, especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get people sometimes asking me about IsleVisor and BPF, and there's a lot of background behind it from my point of view. So I was hoping that we could start by sort of talking through some of that background and where it all came from. And so I'm going to present it sort of the way that I've thought about it, but maybe you have a very different perspective. So if I'm saying stuff that you think, well, gosh, that isn't right, then I'm sure hope you'll say that.
Absolutely. I hope the discussion is will then be even more interesting for your audience.
Yeah, you know, actually when there's a disagreement, that makes things a little more interesting. So we'll see. What I start thinking about when I think about IsleVisor and eBPF is to go back to the stack that started getting built at Berkeley back in the early 90s. I wasn't actually paying attention to it when BPF came about, but when I look into it, it looks like everything started with a paper from Steve McCann and Van Jacobsen, where they added BPF to Unix at Berkeley, and then they published a Usenix paper about it.
Yes, that's right, as per my understanding as well, and that, you know, predates my time in the industry, but I've definitely spent a bit of time looking at the technology. And yeah, so BPF, Berkeley Packet Filter, comes out of that paper, and I think you know, a lot of good software comes from a mix of good design and, you know, good engineers trying to solve a problem. And it's a very practical solution. And they're trying to solve a problem, which was how to monitor networking, which up until that point, most of the monitoring tools were completely in user space, where it relied on copying data from kernel space to user space, which is, you know, copying is always a slow thing. Memory has always been our bottleneck in a lot of forms of computing. And they found a way to efficiently move the filtering mechanism. In analysis, usually, most of the work will end up, you want to drop the packet. You don't want to look at everything. You just want to look at a subset. So an efficient mechanism to drop the packets that you're receiving from the network is critical to being able to look at the important stuff. So they designed a way to take these filters and to run them in the kernel in a safe fashion. But actually, there's a couple really interesting key points that they made. I want to just kind of read from that paper. So two of the major points that really seem very wise to me is it must be protocol independent. The kernel should not have to be modified to add new protocol support. That's one point. And it must be general. The instruction set should be rich enough to handle unforeseen uses. And they have a few more points about efficiency and generality. But those two first ones have really ended up creating kind of a platform that stood the test of time. And we've certainly extended it, and now it definitely has some interesting uses.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm not sure that we've exactly defined really what BPF is or what
right.
it was. Do you,